may Almighty God bless us, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On a clear spring Sunday recently, a couple dozen Benedictine monks and an abbot gathered around a brand new fire truck. In honor of the 60th anniversary of the St. John's Fire Monks, the new truck is being dedicated, or rather blessed, with holy water by St. John's Abbot Timothy Kelly.
I suppose the only way to begin the blessing of a fire vehicle is to say, "Let us pray."
This truck will deliver the fire monks of St. John's to emergency calls. Their work is confined mainly to the abbey and campus, but they also serve as backups for emergencies in the nearby towns of Avon, St. Joseph, and Cold Spring. 82-year-old Brother John was one of the first monks to serve on the fire department and was fire chief for 23 years.
We had a good rescue squad, and we had some very dangerous and very difficult rescues.
Brother John says back in 1939, when the St. John's Fire Department started up, there were just 9 monk volunteers. They had little or no training, some tools, and no truck. John says before the brothers knew anything about fighting fires, they decided to build themselves a proper red fire truck.
All we had was a chassis, and we had a pump put on it, and the rest we did ourselves. Brother Edward did the plumbing. Brother Stephen did the blacksmith work on it. Brother Hubert did the carpenter work on it. I did all the wiring, did all the ceiling.
Brother John says the squad saw a few major fires during those years. There was the carpenter shop fire that took all night to put out, and then there were the various above and underground rescues that seemed to proliferate one particular year.
Then we had another case when they built the first building of the liturgical press. We had a young man who was buried over his head. Nobody knew where he was. So we dug around with our hands and we found his hair. That we dug him out with our hands as far as we could, and then we got him out.
Today, there's just about 20 monks in the department. All younger, able-bodied monks are required to volunteer their services for at least a few years. Like most contemporary firefighters, the monks are on call 24 hours a day and paged for emergencies. But a call to fire can be jarring for a man who spends a good deal of time in formal prayer, which brings up the matter of the cassocks, the robes monks wear at certain times of the day. Brother Neil's been in the St. John's Fire Department for 9 years. He says he and his fellow volunteers wouldn't think of stuffing their robes inside the fire gear, which can be wrinkle-producing at best. Instead, Neil says, they do what the fire monks have been doing for the past 6 decades.
If you get a call between 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening, that's a time when most of the younger monks would have their robes on. And then, you know, we come and that gray box you see in the corner there is where we would take all our robes off and just throw them there, and then jump into our fighting gear and off we go.
Brother Bradley has been on the squad for 7 years. He admits the robes are just one example of how the call to a fire doesn't always gel with the calling of religious life.
In some ways it seems a bit in conflict with it, you know, because we tend to be people who like silence and kind of a measured pace of life. You know, our monastic horarium is very measured and orderly, and firefighting and any kind of emergency work is very disruptive and it's very noisy. We don't always use the siren maybe as readily as some people would, because we tend to be quieter people. So it's kind of funny at times.
But Brother Bradley says serving God as a monk and serving the community as a firefighter are both about the same thing, the dedication to helping others. In Collegeville, I'm Marisa Helms, Minnesota Public Radio.